KERROBERT. Karabert Recreation Director Bobby Hebron says the cleanup from their August storm continues and also adds they are thankful that recreation facilities received only minor damage, besides many trees broken and split. Hebron says, a huge thank you to staff and community members who helped with extensive cleanup efforts, and it was an amazing display of community spirit. There are only a couple of weeks of additional staff on hand as summer students will soon complete their term. Summer student staff helped with watering, painting, preparing for events and offered exceptional assistance during the storm cleanup. Brina Hebron, who was hired thanks to the Young Canada Works grant, was the museum summer student who toured more than 300 people through the venue as well as played a significant role in the time capsule opening. The town also acknowledges the work by lifeguards this summer with both pool safety and the park program. We had over 3,950 swimmers use our facility, including summer lessons. Hebron says, we are grateful for businesses who sponsored free swims this season as well as some prizes for various events hosted at the pool. With guards heading back to university, the pool is set to close as early as August 23rd or as late as August 25th. Hebron reports the paddling pool remains without heat due to a part that has been on order since May. The part arrived and unfortunately it was found to be defective. Our lifeguards, our staff and our contractors are not responsible for this delay. Please know this before expressing your frustration, we are frustrated as well, she adds. The paddling pool remains open and it still provides a great refreshing swim on a hot day. Even though it is still August, things are getting busy at the rink and many ice times have already been handed out. The rink is set to open October 1 and users can check the online calendar for scheduling. Significant work continues at the rink, which included painting of the stands, stairs and walls, replacing two furnaces, installing heaters in the curling rink basement, installing a new light by the back door and a review of the overhead heaters. Karabert Recreation Board, with the support of Town Council, made the difficult decision to increase rates by 4% this year. Utilities and carbon taxes are increasing substantially each year and we do our best to have users cover 50% of the costs at each facility, Hebron says. The Karabert Library, Museum and Art Gallery have been busy places during the summer as well as tourists have enjoyed the historic content at Karabert Courthouse that houses all of these venues. The time capsule opening created more excitement at the museum while the creative summer programming at the library has been well received. There has been a summer art display from two Saskatchewan artists. Watch for events happening this fall. August 16, the courtyard at the Karabert Courthouse would play host to a local care show and Miles of Mayhem traveling show. Organizers are expecting up to 150 cars or more and the Karabert Kinsmen added to the event with a barbecue and beverage gardens. The restoration of the courthouse step work continues with hopes of all work on this extensive project being completed in the fall. Communities in Bloom delivered yard stakes for the winners of Best Looking Yards and Businesses, Karen and Andy Kissick for Most Beautiful Yard, V and Scott Huckabee for Most Improved, Morris Phillips as Honorable Mention, and the Karabater Credit Union for Best Business. As well, the organization is supporting a new tree project with the intention to put a new tree line around the 700 block of Columbia. The Karabert Nature Paths and Reservoir continue to be a popular place for a getaway either to take in some fishing or just enjoy the great outdoors and scenery with chance wildlife encounters while visiting there. The Karabert Golf Course continues to offer tournaments as well as weekly events, in addition to tee times for both seasoned and new golf enthusiasts with the most up-to-date information included on their Facebook page. August 10, the community was filled with excitement when the lights on the football field were lit up, showcasing a successful collaboration by volunteers and donors to see this project through, enabling the Karabert football program, both minor and high school divisions, to hold evening games on their field starting in the fall. Plans are currently underway for a community event being held October 7-10, on Thanksgiving weekend. The concept behind the event is to provide committees an opportunity to hold a fundraising event and gather the community together in one large celebration. The Recreation Office says there is still plenty of time to submit ideas or to get involved.